So lifelong cat lover, publisher and founder of Exile Publishing, Gareth St. John Thomas has published a new book called Cats Work Like This. Now, everybody knows that I have got my cat. Her name is Safi, Mistress of the Night. And this is a tongue-in-cheek look at cats, and I'd love to find out a little bit more about it. Gareth joins us to have a chat this morning. Gareth, how are we doing?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Gareth, my favourite line about cats is that the Egyptians worship them as gods and they've never let mankind forget it, have they?
Not at all. In fact, it was the Egyptians who actually were the first people to really domesticate, in inverted commas, cats, because they were the first people in the world to move grain about in vast storage units and storage areas, as well as taking in boats up and down the Nile. And the vast piles of grain attracted the mice, which attracted what we now know as a cat. And the cats were interested in the mice, and they were also interested in the fires that the Egyptians lit to keep themselves warm when the friendship started. Cats were also particularly great for the Egyptians because they were very adept at killing snakes. They ended up with almost godlike status, and you'll find there is an Egyptian hieroglyph for a cat. And as you know, several of the pharaohs had cats buried with them.
Gareth, did the Egyptians domesticate cats, or was it the cats kind of domesticated the Egyptians and humans as to how they want us to look after them?
I think given the success of the Egyptian culture over many millennium, it definitely had to be cats that domesticated humans.
Anyone who's owned a cat is currently nodding right now. Gareth, why did you write this book?
Well, my father was a writer and a publisher, and I was going through his papers. He passed a few years ago, and I was going through his papers, and he'd written and published about 30 books, but he'd written the first chapter of this, and I thought I'd do him the honour of finishing it. So it was nice having his voice around me, if you know what I mean. His idea was the title, Cats Work Like This, which, of course, as any cat lover will appreciate, is a slightly audacious suggestion, because cats are all different.
And also, nobody really knows what they're thinking or what they're doing. I mentioned Safi, Mistress of the Night, our cat. I know she gives me a look from time to time that's something to the equivalent of, well, you do as you're told and stop being an idiot. And that's about as much as I can, you know, communicate with her.
That's probably her core message. But you know what? Cats can actually be consistent. They're consistent, however, to their own compass. It's up to us to try and figure out what they do. So one morning a cat may jump into your arms and think you're the most wonderful person ever and lick you and be super affectionate. The next she could ignore you completely, and the next she could even give you a gentle growl.
Yes.
But she, however, will one day be focusing on you. The next day that she's got far more important things to think about, and she's hearing things outside, and she's growling at you because, well, you're actually in a space.
Yes.
It's finding the consistency. But that's, I think, one of the appealing things about cats. And one of the things a book, Cats Work Like This, does is give lots of stories of different cat behaviours, and some of which is quite remarkable. One of my favourite stories is of a gentleman in Adelaide who had this for many years. A cat just moved in on him, a big red cat. We'll call him Rufus. And Rufus was very busy in the days, and he only came in to the home in the evenings. But he came in and he spread himself across the fire or across the lounge and was fed and went to sleep. And there was, however, in the middle of one winter's night, a couple of small children knocked on the door and said to the man, "Would you mind not feeding our Bertie anymore, and can we take him home?"
The cat just decided to adopt another family that was looking after them.
Absolutely, and the Cats Protection League in Sydney did some research. They did some cinematography as to what cats get up to at night, and going into other people's houses is quite normal.
They don't seem fussed by boundaries or any kind of niceties. I know Safi used to live with my mother before she passed away, and they would invariably leave their bedroom door open. And when she wanted to be fed in the morning, it wasn't just a matter of sitting there and asking. She'd jump up on the bed and she'd hit her in the head to try and wake her up. Cats are all about themselves, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but they look upon you as a slightly ill-informed and rather sad kitten, and that needs to be vindicated. Therefore, you need to be hit on the head to wake you up, to make sure you've got important things to do, like feeding her.
That's exactly right. It's a wonderful book. It's got some brilliant stories and some wonderful pictures as well. Gareth St. John Thomas, thank you very much for writing Cat's work like this, and thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
Absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye now.